What is this treasure that Jesus is referring to in the gospel where you'll do anything in order to obtain it? What's the pearl of great price and where you go to any length in order to get this pearl? And I'd like to kind of get at this, if we could follow along with an imaginary character by the name of Jack. When Jack was 6 years old, he had a crisis concerning the meaning of life in his backyard. He's playing on a swing and a swing set. And you know, when his parents first got him that, he thought it was the greatest thing ever. But now he's kind of bored a little bit. He thought, there's got to be something more than this to satisfy my soul. And then it dawned on him, you know, if I had a brand new two-wheel bike, that would be it. You know, then I would have true joy and true peace. So he saved up his allowance and he begged his parents and he got this brand new two-wheel bike. And he's riding around on this and having a great time, but then after a few weeks, the luster wears off a little bit and he thinks, this isn't it. There's got to be something more that can really satisfy my heart and my soul. When he gets into a middle school, any question about it disappears. It's becoming a star on the soccer team. So he practices hard. He's going to some camps and he excels. There's a lot of applause as he becomes a outstanding soccer player. But then after a while, the applause fades and again, the luster wears off a little bit. And he thinks, there's got to be something more than this. Well, when he gets to his freshman year in high school, it's getting that new phone. His good buddies have these really, really great new phones. And he said, if I only have this, what they have, that'll be it. And then I will really know true soul satisfaction. And he gets that new phone, all the bells and whistles. But again, after a few months, it isn't it. There's got to be something more. When he's a senior in high school, he discovers what it really is. What he's been looking for. And he's walking down the hallway at his school, and coming the other way, there she is. And she's gorgeous. And her name is Betty Lou. And he's thinking, you know, if she starts going out with me, I'll be on top of the mountain. This is going to be it. Well, he works up the courage. He asks her out. She says yes. He's thrilled. He thinks he's arrived. And it's full of joy, but 3 months later, she drops him for another guy, and he realizes she wasn't it. Now, for those of you out there thinking that I became a priest because Betty Lou dumped me when I was in high school, it's like, it's not the case. This isn't autobiographical, but actually it is it's our story, isn't it? We've all been there, haven't we? You know, we think there's something out there, some experience, some possession, some person, and if we just have that, then we'll have true contentment and total joy and total peace. It's like a horizon that keeps moving forward, though, doesn't it? And we just can't wrap our arms around it, and there's always something missing there. And you know, the reason why is because the deepest part of who we are is the soul. And only God can really fill that deepest part of who we are. But sometimes we make the mistake of thinking that someone or something can really fill that deepest place, our soul. And it always comes up short. C.S. Lewis, a great writer and thinker, spiritual thinker, described it this way. He said, "If I find in myself a deep hunger that nothing in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for something eternal." And we were made for something eternal. Union with God in heaven. But even here on this side of heaven, a deep, abiding relationship with our Lord. And again, that's at the core of who we are. But we've all gone down the wrong road sometimes, haven't we? And when Jesus talks about this pearl or this treasure, what is that? It's God, and it's our faith, and you know the Lord knows what we need at the deepest level, but He's never going to force us to receive that, and to open ourselves to it. But when we do, and when we open ourselves to that precious, the pearl of great price, that treasure, which is Him, And it all changes because life won't be struggle-free. It never is. But what we'll know is our lives will be, the foundation will be solid, rock solid upon the Lord. And while we'll oftentimes have some struggles, He'll give us the courage and the strength and the hope and the wisdom and the humility to navigate the journey well in a Christ-like way. But we have to freely receive that treasure and really make it the center. One of the saints that I, if he was still around today, who I'd love to have a cup of coffee with, because you know the saints, you read the lives of the saints, their story in many ways it's like ours, would be Saint Augustine. And some consider him the patron saint of prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. And he knew this search and this path very well, because he was a brilliant young man, and he was looking for truth. He was searching, and he dabbled in a lot of philosophies. He thought, well, this is it, but it wasn't. It just let him down a dead end. And in his relational life, he made some big mistakes. He succumbed to lust and went down some dead-end roads. But when he truly woke up, it was through the preaching of St. Ambrose and also his own reflection on St. Paul's letters. And then he realized what he was searching for, what was really it, which had been elusive for him, and that was the Lord. And when he finally surrendered and gave himself over to that relationship and to allow him to be the Lord in his heart and his soul, everything changed. And again, it's not that his life became struggle-free, but he was on a whole different path, and it was one that was joyful, one that was truly alive and brought life to others, because now he was centered in what was eternal and what was rock solid. And he wrote a prayer, and most of us here, we probably heard the end of this prayer, this line, but I'd like to share the whole prayer that he wrote, because it's not just his story, but I think it's our story. It's certainly mine. And he wrote this great prayer. He said, "O beauty so ancient and yet so new, too late have I known you, too late have I loved you." He's reflecting on there and kind of like squandering a lot of time searching and seeking and, you know, going after things that really weren't it. "For behold, you were within me, but I was outside, and in ugly ways I cast myself on things beautiful, only because they were made by you." He was searching out there for something, and God was as close as his own heartbeat, his own breath. "You were with me, but I was not with you, but you did shout out and break through my deafness. You did burn brightly and chase away my blindness. You did touch me, and I burned for your peace. For you have made us for yourself, O God, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." And that restlessness that we all experience, and even in the best of marriages or families or workplaces or schools or when everything's just, you know, everything's clicking well, there's still a restlessness there. Did you ever notice that? There's something still not, we're missing something yet. And I think that's really God's grace. And he leaves that restlessness there so that we continue to seek him. And wherever you're at today, whether you're wondering where you're at spiritually, where if there is a God, or you're seeking and searching, or maybe you have a very, very deep faith, wherever we're at, God always desires to give us more grace, more life. That's why we have that restlessness, so that we seek him and open him. We'll only know the fullness of his peace when we pass from this life to God. But even here and now, we can know great peace. But it's all about accepting that treasure, that pearl of great price. And as we gather around the altar today for the Eucharist, and the Lord knows we have a lot of hungers, a lot of restlessness, he is that eternal food, the bread of life, that really nourishes us. And even here, on this side of heaven, we can know great satisfaction and joy and peace through him. So let us open our hearts to him and continue to seek and to search, because he will not disappoint us with what he brings into our lives, his presence and his grace. God bless you.